Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to a live edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody. Ben Garrett carried the torch Friday night. A little bit tougher of a task with Ole Miss softball seeing their season end and Ole Miss baseball falling to Murray State Friday. But as we kick off this live edition of Talk of Champions, do you want to wrap up, hopefully, this elimination game in the Oxford Regional, as Ole Miss does have Western Kentucky down 8-4, 2 on in the bottom of the ninth, 1 out for the Rebels, so the 2 more to go there as they look to close this out. We can't carry it live, of course, for you on Talk of Champions, this live edition, as there are, of course, rights at play with ESPN. And that little noise in the background is my 14-month-old Jack. Come here. As Ole Miss does have an 8-4 lead here and is trying to close out this game to set up a matchup against the winner of Georgia Tech, Murray State on Sunday in what would be a 2 o'clock matchup at Swayze. And the Rebels would the winner of game 3 would face, yeah, the loser of the Murray State Georgia Tech game. And then I don't know why I'm having so much struggle trying to read this, but almost trying to advance, of course, in the Oxford Regional to stay alive. So that's the main point here. A big outing for Hunter Elliott. He recovered from a shaky start to go, what was it, 6 innings there and give Ole Miss exactly what it needed. Gave up 2 earned runs, struck out 7. There was a point in the game where he had struck out 4 straight, I believe. Went 116 pitches in that outing. So a huge, huge recovery for him from that shaky start, where if we run it back to the first inning and the first 3 innings, really, Western Kentucky was able to get 2 on the board and then add another in the second. But Ole Miss keeping pace with them early on in that game, 3-3 after 2. Then the Rebels open things up in the fourth with 2, fifth with another run, sixth with a run, seventh another run to build this 8-3 lead that they are sitting on here. Is now there are two outs for Western Kentucky. So they are, or no, one. I don't know why the ESPN feed is behind their actual play-by-play, but so I'll just continue to kind of watch here in the corner instead of tracking whatever they're giving out. But runners are at the corner for Western Kentucky. It's now 8-5 as my feed updates here. 1-2 is the count for Western Kentucky here as Spencer is on the mound. I'm going to switch over to a different live feed because that is just awful by ESPN there. But yeah, Connor Spencer on the mound here and gets one to foul off there. He is coming in, you know, hoping to close this thing out, and the Rebels are hoping to advance here in this regional as we're just awaiting this game wrapping up between Ole Miss and Western Kentucky, and they will get back in action on Sunday if they are able to keep this Western Kentucky team out of it, as the tying run, of course, now at the plate. So Spencer working to get out of this situation and allow Ole Miss to advance in this game. Big opportunity here for the Rebels to keep their season alive. But let's kind of go back now earlier in the game, and I'll try to keep a good eye in the feed that I have going in my left corner. But, you know, Judd Udermark, you know, joined Ben Garrett on Talk of Champions earlier in the week and talked about kind of the mindset, and also the issue with these regionals is that the NCAA takes over. It kind of throws you off of your whole routine. And, you know, the thing for the Rebels is that they're the home team. So they've sat there at Swayze all year and now have a totally different routine in play for this regional. And, you know, he's managed to rebound here as Western Kentucky gets a sack fly. So that'll score a runner. No, they held him at third. So big deal there. They didn't get it out deep enough there in center field. So two out now in the bottom of the ninth. Runners at the corner. Isaac Humphrey just tracked that one down to put Ole Miss one out away from staying alive in this Oxford regional. But Judd Udermark, two home runs. Huge game for him. Mitchell Samford, another two homer game, and then Austin Fawley with two homers as well. So three players, six total home runs for the Rebels. Massive deal there. It was a two out RBI by Luke Hill as well, and that was big for the Rebels. On top of that, but you know, you look at Hunter Elliott delivering what the Rebels missed Friday night in this game. And that, I mean, early in this game when it was 3-3, you were thinking, okay, how is Ole Miss going to recover from this? Because they had pitched probably a few more pitchers than they wanted to Friday night dealing with Murray State. They didn't get the performance from Riley Maddox that they were hoping to. But for Hunter Elliott to rebound and go as long as he did into this game, and Ole Miss being on the verge of getting out of this with having used only two other pitchers, Connor Spencer and Taylor Rabb, that is massive. But look, for Ole Miss, this is, as we're watching here, you know, 1-0 count, two outs, runners on the corner, a chance to, get this one done. Spencer makes it 1-1 there. He's at 20 pitches now on his appearance. But, Carlos Vasquez, I want to give him a shout out of Western Kentucky. He was able to really put that team, I felt like, on his back early on. Two doubles that led to run scoring for Western Kentucky. As here it is. Oh, and an error is not in a. Oh man, this is bad. I feel like Ben might have gotten the better deal Friday night, as an Ole Miss error allows a run to score. It's 8-6. Ole Miss still, runners at the corners, two out, but it was a chopper hit by Western Kentucky down the first baseline, mishandled there by Will Furness, and couldn't get it over to Spencer to close things out. And this game is getting very, very tedious now for Ole Miss, as now the go-ahead game-winning run is at the plate. So a home run would end Ole Miss's season. Connor Spencer on the mound for the Rebels as they look to close this out. And it goes deep to center. There goes Isaac Humphrey tracking it down, and that is it. And the Rebels stay alive, 8-6. Ole Miss wins over Western Kentucky, sending the pesky Hilltoppers back home and their season over. So massive, massive deal for Ole Miss, staying alive. Swayze gets the home team back in play again on Sunday. So stay locked into Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss spirit. We went right into kind of game coverage still, but do want to remind you guys that we're presented, everything we do, presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. 662-644-4297. Appreciate Billy Landis, all they do for the Rebels, but of course, all they do for us at Talk of Champions. Shout out to them, and also shout out to our friends at College Corner. College Corner, I can tell you what, the new store that they have that is right over in the Oxford Commons, beautiful space. Make sure you get over there and get your gear and tell them that Talk of Champions, the Ole Miss Spirit, sent you. They've got so many good items on sale. They've got the Oxford Regional t-shirt. And speaking of t-shirts, one of my favorite ones is, you know, those old school presidential t-shirts, Kiffin Dart 2024. Who doesn't love that? You can get it for $8 online at their website. A lot of good gear on there from our friends at College Corner. They've got locations in Ridgeland, Flowood, and of course, Oxford at the Oxford Commons. So make sure you head over there and get geared up for what is going to be a terrific Sunday for this Ole Miss team, getting another shot at either Georgia Tech or Murray State and hoping to keep their dreams of taking this Oxford regional and advancing to a super regional. But ESPN talking now with Judd Udermark, our guy who joins us all the time on Talk of Champions, getting a lot of FaceTime as here was Friday, exit velo on his home run that went over the eye, 111 miles an hour. In the fifth inning, he hit 108 miles an hour, 438 feet. The seventh inning, which he went opposite field, 106, 401 feet. Incredible. And Hunter Elliott on the day also recorded his 100th career strikeout, one of only four Ole Miss pitchers to have 200 strikeout seasons in program history. Incredible stuff for Hunter Elliott to do that. We all know what he's been through as an Ole Miss Rebel, and he gets it done. Delivered in such a big way for this Ole Miss team on this Saturday. Beautiful, beautiful day in Oxford. The outfield looked like it was bumping there at Swayze. Seven home runs for the Rebels. They avoid elimination. They do face the winner of Georgia Tech, Murray State tomorrow at 2 p.m. So we're presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Appreciate all they do. Appreciate our friends at College Corner. Full postgame coverage coming to the Ole Miss Spirit. We have Brad Logan. We have Jake Thompson, our whole crew covering it all. We had Jake and Brad Logan do a little instant reaction there on our YouTube channel. So make sure you hit subscribe and hang out with us whenever we go live. Dirty Bird, man, I feel for you. ESPN kicked me out with one out in the ninth. Wow. Well, at least you didn't see a meltdown. So there is that. But I will say ESPN was giving me, if you tuned in after kind of me attempting some play-by-play, I was trying to read the stat log while also watching it on TV, and it was completely off. So I look like a complete idiot, but I didn't have your experience. I actually got to watch the end, but a little tedious there. But Connor Spencer got out of the jam. Runners at the corner, gets a second pop-up, and Isaac Humphrey tracked it down, and the Rebels are able to emerge with the win. So we will have a lot more coverage of this game, of this win by Ole Miss, but to give you the rundown on a little bit of scoring for this one, it was, just had it here, Mitchell Sanford, two home runs, Judd Udermark, two home runs, and Austin Fawley, two home runs, and there was someone else in there that had another to give Ole Miss 7 home runs on the day. Outstanding job by this team to bounce back. And that's what you want. That's what you want. And maybe it was only 6, but RBIs by Samford, Luke Hill, Judd Uddermark, of course, had 2. Or Mitchell Samford, Judd Uddermark scored. Folley scored. Isaac Humphrey scored. So a nice day for the Rebels. They trusted the long ball once again there, which has gotten them in trouble in some cases. But today they're able to get out of there with a must-win situation and come out on top. So that's all you can ask for. It's survive and advance in these situations. And that is going to lead to this program getting another shot on Sunday at potentially Murray State for what I believe would be the 3rd time this season, which is kind of wild, or getting to face Georgia Tech on Sunday at 2 p.m. Central. So make sure you stay locked in at the Ole Miss Spirit. Subscribe for just $1. We've got official visit coverage as well, but as many of you guys know, if you are subscribers at the Ole Miss Spirit, I also cover recruiting in particular for us. And Zion Legree, homer strikeout on Mitchell Samford. You're absolutely right, Dirty Bird. But do want to take a little aside here. Zion Legree, news just broke, did decommit from Ole Miss. He is a 2026 wide receiver who's been committed to the Rebels for a while. I will say they did pick up Corey Barber. They did pick up Jamison Powell this year. Zion was a super early commitment. Sometimes those just don't hold for whatever reason. And he was one that I kind of had circled with all the wide receivers the Rebels are still recruiting as potentially opening things back up and going somewhere where he's a better fit. So there's a little bit of a recruiting note in there. Tons of official visit coverage on the site as well. A double-digit official visit weekend for Ole Miss football in Oxford this weekend. A terrific time for them to be hosting with so much good going on in Oxford. The staff did have some of those guys out at Swayze on Friday. So a good kickoff to that weekend. Dinner, I believe, was inside Vaught Hemingway, which is always fun to have that under the lights. Awesome time. And Dirty Bird, you're absolutely right. I was wondering when we were going to see a wide receiver decommit. I don't know for sure, but I know Zion was one that just makes a lot of sense for both sides with how many they're going after in the state of Mississippi. How many also they kind of still have hanging around out there out of state as well. Jamison Powell is one that has shut down his recruitment, completely done. He's going to take his final official visit June 20th. And then, of course, you just got Corey Barber out of the state of Alabama. So 2 wide receivers there and a loaded bunch in Mississippi. But back to baseball. Rebels get it done. Huge win there to end Western Kentucky's season. Again, Hunter Elliott delivered in a big way for the Rebels, rebounding from a shaky start there to end up going 6 innings, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned run, walked 3, 7 strikeouts. You know what? That's pretty good stuff there from your stud. You needed him to deliver, and he does. And now the Rebels will figure out what to do on the pitching front and go from there. So that is kind of the little instant reaction there. I thought, you know, Ole Miss was able to really settle in and play their game. You know, they built that big lead, and then it kind of got shaky there as Western Kentucky was able to hit a home run in the 7th, kind of close it, and then, you know, got 2 in on Connor Spencer in the 9th. One of them was an error. So there's that, but look, you'll take it however you can get it. You just had to bounce back, and yeah, I agree with you. You have to start Townsend on Sunday, I would think as well, and that's kind of the idea. And for Cade Townsend, another opportunity here for him, freshman righty, who's you know gotten some opportunities, of course, this year. But yeah, I would totally expect them to send him to the mound, and he's had a really good freshman season, in my opinion. So this will be, you know, his biggest test. 5.73 ERA going into it, but this will be his biggest test. A lot of pressure, but you know what? That's why they have gotten so much experience in him. There's nothing like a regional, of course, but this is his time to shine if he does get the ball. So with that, 2 p.m. Central, they'll face the winner of Georgia Tech Murray State on Sunday at Swayze. make sure you tune in to Talk of Champions, of course, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll do more of this. We appreciate our friends at Riverland Roofing and College Corner. Make sure you end up heading over to College Corner, picking up some fresh gear from our friends over there, and they'll hook it up for sure. And we appreciate all of you guys for tuning in on Talk of Champions. And again, stay tuned to Sunday between official visit reactions and Swayze teeing off as well. Pretty good weekend to be on the Ole Miss Spirit. So subscribe for just a dollar. We appreciate all of you guys that do. We'll catch you next time on another live Talk of Champions as we'll react to whatever comes Sunday as the Rebels look to keep, once again, their season alive on Sunday against either Georgia Tech or Murray State. So I agree with you, Dirty Bird. Pulling for Murray, don't want to face a Georgia Tech team that got slighted. I feel like Murray State is now, you know, a team that Ole Miss has seen a lot of this year, of course, once in the regional and then one earlier this year. You got to like your chances the third time around if you're the Rebels. So here's to Murray State handling business tonight at Swayze. So thanks for listening, everyone. Appreciate the interaction in the chat. Shout out Joseph Moore for leading us out, leading us off as well with the comment. And Dirty Bird, have a good night. Get your ESPN ready to go for tomorrow. So hope everyone enjoyed this short but down and dirty Talk of Champions. We'll catch you next time. And hope everybody has a great Saturday night.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.